Amen. Thank you. At this time, we want to invite our children to come forward for our children's moment. And I believe, yes, fabulous. Sam Turner has had the bag now for 5-6 weeks. Yeah, and I told Mike, I said, I'll do children's moment today because Sam has been having this bag for quite a while. Can you guys scoot over so I can have it? There we go. All right. How are you all today? Let's see what we got in here. Oh, we got a little hoe, right? Oh, I got it right. All right, look at that. City boy knows what this is. So this is used for gardening, right? And for helping to plant things and helping to make things grow. And that's about the extent of the knowledge I have with this. And this is a tool that people use, right? And it's a tool that is at their disposal. And we have a tool in Scripture and in prayer and when we come together to help us grow, to help us be all that we were created to be and all that God wants for us to be. And we have an opportunity every day to grow. Now, this hoe is used to kind of move dirt sometimes, and it gets messy, and it gets dirty. And sometimes in life, when we're growing, it gets messy, and it gets dirty. And we've got to really kind of sift through and work through things in our own lives. And that's one of the reasons today we celebrate recovery, and one of the reasons that we celebrate all that God does for us and with us each and every day. So I want you guys to remember every day how much God loves you, and to remember all the tools that God gives us to grow, such as Scripture, our parents, our friends, our Sunday school teachers, and all those people that help us to grow, okay? So we're going to pray, and then you guys can go down to Children's Church, all right? Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your love and grace. We thank you for the tools that you give us to grow. We pray that you would help us to continue each and every day, growing more like you. We thank you for these children, for what they have to teach us, Lord, and for what we have to teach them. And we pray that they would continue to grow and that we also would continue to grow. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, you all can follow Miss Vicky downstairs.
Before I do the Bible reading, one of our 12 steps of recovery is to continue to take a daily inventory, and when I was wrong, promptly admitted it. And I realize I left someone out who has provided food at various times. Ann Brown, would you come forward and get this service coin? I knew I had that other coin for a reason. But anyway, our scripture for today is John 10:10. This is one I go to quite often. It's several places in our lessons. But John 10:10 says, "The thief enters only to steal, kill, and destroy. And he does that through our hurts, our habits, and our hang-ups that we all have. I came so that they could have life, indeed, so that they could live life to the fullest." This is the word of God for the people of God. And I love that verse for several reasons. And like I said, Celebrate Recovery is here for all of us. It's many times, and I try to stress this, we think about it as the alcohol and drugs, but there's so many more. And many of our leaders we recruit, when they get into it, say, there's a reason I'm here. It may not be I may have come for a different reason, but we realize as we go through and work those 12 steps and eight principles that we're a part of it. And Celebrate Recovery is so much more than just, you're familiar with the Tuesday night, but we have many more, and I'm not sharing all of it with you today, but I'm going to ask first Tamara to come and talk about Celebration Place and the Landing. Then Kim Ross will come and talk about CR Inside, our jail ministry, and then I will introduce to you our testimony speaker.
I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I struggle with codependency, unforgiveness, and a little bit of pride. And my name is Tamara. As you know, a couple years ago, we incorporated the children and youth program with our CR. And it has been a wonderful blessing to all of us. I think Cheryl can say yes to that. Celebration Place is a 52-week program that mirrors the Celebrate Recovery one-year large group teaching schedule and curriculum plan. This means that while adults explore topics that bring healing and wholeness, their kids are discovering the same truths in age-appropriate ways. Celebration Place is the uplifting, hope-filled children's companion to Celebrate Recovery. It all comes in a kit, and there's lessons in the kit that give children truths that help them avoid cycles of hurts, hang-ups, and habits. They find ways to draw closer to Jesus during challenging times. They find the language and experiences to understand what's happening in their homes. They develop friendships with other children whose parents are taking the hard step of resolving their pain and moving forward in life. Celebration Place is designed for 5 to 13-year-olds. It gives everything you need to lead kids in making Jesus the foundation of their lives, breaking the cycles of dysfunction, and joining their parents in forgiveness and healing. Now, the Landing, which I'm one of the leaders of, myself and Kim Ross do the Landing for the CR program. It is also for a 52-week program. This is for students. It's based on the Beatitudes, where Jesus laid out principles for happiness in the Sermon on the Mount. The Landing is for teenagers who are struggling to live their lives in a healthy, God-honoring way. The Landing is a safe, healing place. Safe is a big word in the CR program. It's a safe place. A healing place where teenagers can live a freer, healthier, and more God-centered life. The Landing can help foster hope, truth, and joy as teenagers embark on an exciting year-long journey of engaging videos, meaningful experiences, vibrant worship, great conversation, as they develop true friendships with other teens. The Landing breaks the cycles of dysfunction, giving our students the tools to face life's hurts, hang-ups, and habits in a new and healthy, effective way. Thank you.
Morning. My name's Kim Ross. I'm a strong believer in Jesus Christ, and I struggle with anger issues and some resentment issues and a bunch of other stuff. The Celebrate Inside, I think Mike started about 5 years ago, and I know Mike Kenner and Frankie Allen, they meet with one group, Roger Brown and I. We meet with another group on Wednesday nights, and Susan Dickinson and her mother, Emily Dickinson, they meet with some of the women at the Todd County Detention Center. I started Celebrate Recovery about 4 years ago. I've been doing the Inside maybe just over a year. I know there's many situations where there's people, I know some of you have shared with me, where you felt called to do something, either PM at PM or Sunday school teaching, or maybe chairperson of the finance committee. And that's the way I am with CR. I was called, and Mike would sit in the council meeting, meetings, and he would say, "We need more help. We need more help." And I said, "I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that." But it kept pulling at me and pulling at me, and finally, God just sort of hit me right in the nose, and said, "You need to do CR." And I'm not going to get into that. I don't have time for that. But that's a whole another talk. I fought it, and I finally started. But I really believe that I was called to CR for what I'm doing now with the inside group. I feel like I found my place to serve. And it always helps when you're serving somewhere and you can see or feel the fruit of what you're doing. A lot of times I've done stuff and been a part of things that, and you just never know, is this really worth it? Am I really getting anything out of it? And this inside, these are letters that they write to us. And you just, there's a poem written to us. And you just get to see that. You get to see the fruit of your labor. And I would, anybody that wants to get involved in something, they'll get some feedback, needs to come and help them Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights when we do the CR inside. And I'm going to finish this with reading some scripture from Matthew 25, the Jesus parable about the sheep and the goats. And it says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. And I was in prison, and you visited me.'" Thank you.
Sammy, if you'll come on up here. I'm not going to say too much about Sammy Boyd because I'm going to let him share his testimony. I will say he's been with us from the beginning when we started in this building and through all the other places, and I'd just like to pray with you before you share with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this day we can come here and worship. We thank you, Father, for the Celebrate Recovery Ministry and how you are healing lives through it. We thank you for this church and its support for this ministry, and I especially thank you now for Sammy as he is willing to come and share from his heart how you are using him and what you have done in his life. I just ask that you be with him, give him peace, take away his nerves, and just give him a calmness about him. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. I don't know. I don't in doing this right here in another setting. I'm supposed to let y'all know what happened. I mean, how it was when I was coming up. What happened and what it's like after everything else. But in doing this, a setting such as this right here, I'm just gonna let y'all know right now. It's gonna be a lot of gratitude. My story is all about gratitude today. It's not too much about no illness story. I don't have any of them sick stories I can tell. I'm going to tell you about what happened, how God has moved in my life and how God has moved me. Because that girl, that young lady on that video, she was saying about the name that you answer to. I answer to servant. Yeah. I answer joyful. Yeah, answer walking miracle, a lot of different stuff I can answer to. I just like to give y'all a little insight on me. My name is Sammy Lee Boyd. I was born in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. I raised up in a community called Derrida Avenue. They call it DA. one of the roughest communities in Hopkinsville. My upbringing was pretty good in that community because I had to do a lot of struggling. I had to fight. I had to fight to get to the store. I had to fight to come back from the store. And the only reason I didn't fight going to church because I had some pretty strong women holding my hand as I went. I don't know. Mama said we didn't have much, but I can't remember ever not having anything. I can't ever remember not having shoes. I can't ever remember not having clothes. I can't remember not ever eating and, you know, just having somewhere to live or anything like that. My father, which was my stepfather, he provided for us, and Mama took care of us well. That's all I can remember on up until I could do it for myself. I'm going to move on. I professed the hope in Christ at 14 years old, and I joined the Durant Avenue Baptist Church. I got baptized, and then about 6 months later, looked like to me, everything just started changing, just started turning in my life. I just started wanting to be mean and hateful, and I even now try to resist the things that my mother tried to instill in me, and we just acting out. And as I grew older, I remember people telling me, if you ever want Satan to show up in your life, turn your life over to Christ and start doing something for God, he will show up. Because right here, I know the righteous, in Psalm 34:19 said, a righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. And I had a whole lot of trouble. And here I am today from all of them. Okay, now, after professing hope in Christ, at the age of 14, when I'm not drinking, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm a firm believer of Jesus Christ. I don't consider myself as a sufferer today, but I'm a recovering alcoholic and a recovering drug addict. Okay, my clean and sober date is September 14th, 2014. I haven't had to have a mind or a mood altering substance since that day. I graduated from a I graduated from the treatment center that I work at today on October 9th, 2014, and I am an adult peer support specialist there right now and a substance use technician right now. And at the age of 14, that's when I had my first encounter with alcohol and whatever else I could get my hands on. And I got drunk for the first time, and then so I just told my dad, I said, there ain't no way in the world I'm going to drink no more. You know, I got sick and made me sick. So I did pretty good at that until I joined the Army. I got in the Army. I didn't drink while I was in basic training. I don't guess. I can't remember. No. And then when I got to Vietnam, I had my 19th birthday there. And the guy that I had befriended, which was a bunch of them, and they had me a birthday party up in the NCO club up the hill. That's when I was in Ensemble. When I first got to Vietnam, I went to Long Bend. And then they had me that NCO, that party at the NCO club, and I drunk that night, and I don't even remember. I don't remember how I got back to my hooch. I didn't know what a Jeep was that I was driving, so I had to backtrack, and I found it. Anyway, during that time when I did, I was scared. To tell the truth about it, fear was a big thing for me when I was in Vietnam, because you can hear some stuff flying over all night, all day, every day, all the time, so I kept on drinking a little bit, but I didn't like drinking that much. So I got involved with another drug called heroin. First real drug I put in my system. by the grace of God, the company that I was in intervened because they could see me fail, and they could see me just slipping and sliding. Because the stuff I used to do, how I used to perform my duties, I wasn't doing that anymore. I thought I was getting by. They get drug screened me, positive, send me to a place to get clean. Came out. Wasn't a week later, I was back doing it again. They finally gave me another drug screening, positive again. So I went to Fairfield Hospital in Saigon. Was there for 3 weeks. Shipped me up out of there on a medevac DC-9. I got to Fort Campbell. At the Fort Campbell in 73. And was in admitted to a psych ward down there. And finally I got out of there. And I just, when I did get out and got into a regular unit, I started wanting to party. So I went to the club, ran across a girl that I used to know before I went to Vietnam, and she bought me a drink. Next thing you know, I guess I don't know how many I drunk that night, them drinks. I started drinking just like I was drinking all the time. I started drinking just like I was a regular big time drinker. I wasn't up about 20 years old. And I drank like I was 50 or something. And I finally got out of the military. And I just, like I say, at that point in time, we had I had a chance to get into a clothing store. We had a clothing store down Hopkinsville on 7th and Main. I sold shoes, I sold jewelry. I sold some of everything. I tell you this too, I sold drugs also. That's how I messed that ride up because I was doing good enough. Now I want to take that money, what I was making in my business, and put it into a big lump of that Tennessee weed and sell it too. So I'm here. I'm a firm believer that crime just don't pay. It just don't pay. Anyway, like I say, I drank, and during that period of time, I'm going to tell you the truth, I started drinking, and I did not draw a sober breath for 7 years. That's true. And the only reason for that, I got busted. I started dealing in firearms and stuff too. And so I got busted by the Fed. The city of Hopkinsville, they couldn't do nothing with me. But when the Fed got me about them guns, that was it. So I had to go. I went to Fed for 2 years. And that's the only way I came. I stopped drinking then. But when I came back from the Fed, I just couldn't. I had it in my mind, which back then it was rough. Now, once you get a felon, it was rough to get a job. You know, you couldn't find a decent job or anything. And so I started doing farm work, restaurants, landscaping, different stuff like that. But I made a lot of money doing it, pouring concrete and stuff. A lot of money. Even when I moved here in 1999, I started doing farm work. Then I eventually drifted into the factories, back into the factories and stuff. And my life was going pretty decent back then. I could do some things. I could keep my bills paid. I could keep my, you know, and stuff like that. But when I thought what caused my problem was my drug of choice. I don't like to sit up and talk about stuff like that, but I can tell y'all that my drug of choice was crack cocaine. When I started using that in less than 2 years, I didn't have nothing. I didn't have anything. Then I moved down here. Then okay. I forgot to mention to y'all, I got 10 children by 7 different mothers. I got 38 grandchildren, and I got 8 great-grandchildren. I born in 1951. So. And I had the pleasure of raising 3 of my children. That was it with me, but I had access to all of them. And the only thing that separated me from them was my drug of choice. Their mother just couldn't take it no more. She couldn't go along with that. And so that was so I went through a variety of treatment centers until this last one I just went to. And like I told you, my clean and sober date is September 14, 2014. And all the stuff that I had and lost and don't have or thought I didn't have, God restored all that. Because in the book of Joel, told me that I'll restore you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Didn't tell y'all I had a daughter that got killed in 2010. She was minding her own business. Man, mad as somebody else shot across her porch, shooting at that guy running and hit her and my other daughter and one of their friends. My one daughter got hit one time, she died. My other daughter just got tore all to pieces and she yet lived today. Glory be to God. And this lady right here, that was my favorite lady right here. That's my friend, my protector and everything. That's my mother. She passed away on January the 16th, 2017. And like I say, that's Psalms 2 and 11 say discretion will protect you and understanding will guide you. I want to show a little gratitude also. I first came down here to Elkton. My drug of choice hadn't taken over me like it did on in the end. When I married this lady, young man, I don't know if she's in here. She teaches Sunday school and stuff at church. Anyway, I married this lady and I don't even know what it was. She put up with me all through that mess I went through ever since while I was here and we made it through it. You know, we're doing pretty good right now. But God guided me to the right people and all the time. He always guided me to the right people. He always put the right people in my life that I needed. And I honestly believe I went through what I went through for all the people to see all that. People saw me long enough, any of y'all saw me when I was going through. And people that saw me going through that stuff, now they see me today. I saw one lady, she said, I got right there. This is me. She said, my God. I said, yeah. I was a mess. I went into treatment in 2014, 6 feet tall, 131 pounds. And I was a toe up from the floor up. I was a mess. And going on through my gratitude list, my pastor was a young man when I first met him, and he nourished me through all. So he gave me a scripture, John 4:4. Look at myself. I took my 44 with me. John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I took that 44 all the time with me. I never will forget that one. Then I'm grateful for my children. And my disease of alcoholism and drug addiction told me my children hated me because they didn't want, you know, they were quite natural. Your dad used to be all this and all that, and now he look at him now, so they shamed. You know, children can't go through all that stuff. It's hard on them. So, but now it's proven to me now my children love me. All of them do. And my grandchildren, I just can't get enough of them. They can't get enough of me. As a matter of fact, one of my grandchildren lived with me. She's been with me ever since she was born. y'all know her, yeah. Like she's and like I say, I gave kudos to my wife already. I got some great coworkers also. But see, I'm, and then you got Mike and Petrie Memorial, man. I'm not saying, man. Yeah, church, when I first came to my senses, I want to get clean and sober right here in Helping, Kentucky. I saw that sign up there one time. You just sign up and say, I got moving in Helping. It's right up there, right up the road up there. like Mike said, I started with I started with Celebrate Recovery right here. We just meet right here when it first started. And they had some little cards. Pastor Dean, he had little cards somewhere around here. I slid me one in, but I ain't put no name on it, and slid it in there and told him what I wanted. And so, like to me, maybe just me, like me, things start working. So I told Mike, I said, Mike, now any kind of ways, a couple of churches already sent me to treat my, Mike, I need to go to, me and Mike has got like this. We are really like that. Mike loved me and I love him. Tim, and all the people, all our Celebrate Recovery people, we love one another. You know, we just meet up and just act just like we family. We just look like we want to around one another, act like we want to around one another. That's just how we are. Anyway, I was like, I need to go to treatment. Mike said, let me see about that. So he went on, he sent me. Teacher Moore sent me treatment. Well, did I stay clean and sober after that? Nope. Next time Mike sent me, that's the time when I went. I went on 16th, on the 16th of September, because my last drink was on that Sunday, on 14th. 16th that Monday, I think it was. So Mike said, okay then, I'm going to give you the money. I said, nah, don't give me no money. You better take, would you take it over from me? He did. So I'm just giving that, yeah, I'm just telling you like it is. He took it from me. And ever since then, I talk about him, and I can't help but thank God and praise God for Mike and Petrie Memorial. And it's a thing, it's something else for me to be standing here today in this church doing this. See, this here was predestined before everything was put in place. God already had this plan a long, long, long way before we ever were thought of. And if somebody, I hope I said something that could help somebody, because it's a reason for God doing this. Somebody got something out of this, and I know you did. Somebody had to, because I got a little bit out of it, nobody but me. By coming here to stand here as nervous as I am, sweating, carrying on, I'm telling Mike and Kim this story. When my last auntie passed away, we were going to Madisonville to her funeral. At that time, my mother had gone through dementia at that time, and my sister, my wife's in the back seat. I was driving, Mama was sitting over there, Mama said, and I play gospel music all the time, and that song, I Won't Complain, came on. Mama said, would you sing that song to me sometime? I just remember I sure will, but Mama passed away before I got a chance to sing that song for Mama. So you can see in this program right here, it said, selection by Samuel Lee, by Brother Samuel Lee Boyd. See, I sung that song at my mother's funeral. I like that song. If y'all don't mind, can I sing it? Okay. And then I'm going to end it. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. Then I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? Well, he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they cannot see. So I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been good to me. God has been so good to me. God has been good to me, better than you or this whole world could ever be. I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Thank y'all.